What was the mortgage rate in the 1880s?
I don't know. But I can tell you it's in the sixes today.
So I always am reading like averages, and you know, you've heard me say this, and then you'll immediately text me to correct me. I think that we see an average. If you Google it, you're going to get like 5.5, 5.6. You're not seeing anything like that.
Yeah, those averages are a joke because those averages are a week trailing average. So when you hear what the average is, it was for the prior week.
Mm-hmm.
Interest rates change if you're in the mortgage business. It changes every day. It could change 5-6 times a day, up and down in a volatile market. So when I hear these experts come on and say, oh, and the average 30-year fixed, it's a joke because there's a lot of different variables that go into making up a mortgage. Your loan-to-value. Well, here, the top three things are credit score, credit score, and credit score.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you have a 640 credit score and you're at 85% loan-to-value, you're not getting the weekly average.
Right.
You're getting a full point, probably point and a half above that.
Right.
That's why it's deceiving, and it drives me crazy when you and others have guests on that give the trailing weekly average.
So is it because then people call you expecting that, and then when you say no, they say, oh, that's just hawkwise?
Yeah, it's faulty. Well, I just heard this expert on WGN say that. I'm like, well, guess what? Go to that expert and ask that expert who doesn't originate loans to get you that mortgage rate. They can't.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you hear that, it's old news because it's a trailing average of the prior week, and the interest rates change. It changed four times today.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, we're in an extremely volatile market. 30-year fixed loan, Johnny, on January 1st was 3.25, 3 to 3.25. Today, you're at 5.75 to 6.25. I mean, you're up 3 points.
Double.
3 point double.
Yeah.
You're 3 points from the beginning of the year.
Well, so when people talk about, well, it's still not so bad. It's not like when my parents bought how are we looking at double digit?
I don't think that they could get it to double digit because it would definitely crunch the economy. I think what you're looking at, and I said this, and I've been saying it for the past 5 months, when it was, as I started seeing it go up, I'm like, you have a better shot of it hitting four than you do hitting twos again.
Right.
And then in February, I said, you got a better shot of it hitting five than you do hitting threes again. And then in March, I said, you got a better shot of it hitting six than you do hitting four.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's solidly entrenched in the high fives, low sixes. You got a better shot. I'm going to take a bold prediction here. You got a better shot of hitting sevens and eights before you hit fours and fives again, fives and fours again. I think you'll get back down there. I don't think it's going to be anytime soon.
Right.
This economy's crazy. And here's what you have to watch for. It's $5.25 a gallon gas no matter where you're at. And people are getting tired of the post of $100 a gallon to fill up your tank. Everybody knows that. So the average household, Johnny, if you have two cars and you're putting a tank of gas in every single week, which most families are doing if you're schlepping the kids around or you're working, that's an extra $400, $400
extra.
A month
mm-hmm.
on top of the extra food, on top of everything. And every time I leave downtown to go home, it's bumper to bumper traffic.
I know.
You posted something.
It's always bad, always, everywhere.
So everybody's driving. They're putting that on their credit cards.
Right.
And that's going to come home to roost eventually.
100%.
Because the average listener right now are carrying between $25,000 and $40,000 on their credit cards. And that is a true fact. They see credit reports every single day, every single week, every single month.
The average person has a $25,000 balance.
Yes. And the credit card balances are at record levels because of the inflation right now. So all of that is going to come back to haunt us. And you're going to have to use your home's equity. Challenges, home prices are peaking and are now starting to retract.
Boy, you're painting such a rosy picture, David.
I'm just telling
you. I feel great. Okay, well, I hear you.
If you have an ugly baby, Johnny, I'm going to tell you I have an ugly baby. I'm not going to lie to you.
I'm not bringing him or her over to you whenever I get one.
Until I turn 16.
So, okay, I want to leave something for someone to do, right?
Sure.
I want some tasks. So if you're considering getting a house or in the future, or just in general, you got to bump up that credit score because it is so impactful.
100%.
I mean, really. So, I mean, you're telling me that. I mean, you're talking about a percent difference for
100%.
100 points, maybe, something like that?
It's a point and a half for 100 points. Here.
Okay.
It breaks down into 20-point blocks, 640 to 659, 660 to 679, 680 to 700, 700 to 719, 720 to 739, 740 and above, you're in God's
land.
Okay, you're great.
What do you do to get it up? And one thing you told me.
Your credit scores.
Yes.
Let's be specific.
Yeah, thank you.
It's not that type of show.
Don't cut that.
Okay.
Let's not isolate that clip.
Okay, let's edit that out before we go live.
Yeah, there we go. So you gave me a tip once.
Yes.
And I've always had okay credit, but this bumped me up, and it bumped me up way faster than I thought it was. And it was to pay off my credit balance, if you're lucky enough and able to do that.
Correct.
Instead of, if I was just paying, I was just waiting every month. I would wait till the bill was due.
Nope.
Pay it, boom. You told me to do it once a week.
Once a week. I've been making that recommendation on the radio for the past 15 years because I know the value of it. Listen, if you could afford to do that.
100%.
I'm not naive to realize
that
all.
Like what you just said, $25,000. Not everyone's going to pay that every Friday.
I will tell you this. If you do have credit card debt, chip away at it and throw something at it every single month, right? Because what's the easiest way to eat an elephant?
One bite at a time. Right.
And if you got $25,000 to $40,000 with credit card debt that's now going to $35,000 to $50,000 because of the increased pricing on everything, you just paying off your credit cards, if you can, every single week. Don't wait till the bill comes. Every single week, that will give you an extra turbo shot. It will unbelievably, exponentially increase your credit scores, just that one simple tip. And then as you pay down your credit, here's another tip. Call up your credit card companies and ask them to increase the limits on the credit cards that you have, because that reduces the...
Not to use it.
Don't use it.
Right.
Right. So if you have a $10,000 limit, Johnny,
and you got
a $9,000 balance, you're at 90%. Capacity. That's bad.
Mm-hmm.
If you could get them from $9,000 balance on a $10,000 card, if they'll increase it to 20, you now are automatically at 45% capacity.
Helps your ratio.
That is an unbelievable turbo shot boost to your credit scores. That will put you into a higher credit score category, which will enable you to secure a lower rate. Lenders right now are looking for pristine borrowers. If you don't have pristine credit, you're going to get whacked in the interest rate. It's just a fact. You come to me, you go to anybody else, your credit score are the top three things that warrant what rate you're going to get.
We've been talking on, had a couple guests on talking about balance transfers too. Maybe we'll pick this up again tomorrow for a longer conversation, but I just want to reiterate to people, there are balance transfers opportunities out there.
Yes.
21 months, 0%. You pay 3% on the transfer, but you're not paying 20%. That's an option for some people.
I will give your listeners another option.
Please.
If they have verifiable assets, I have access to a lender, a bank, that will give you an unsecured loan against your verifiable assets to use those funds to pay that. What's verifiable assets?
Yes.
Retirement, stocks, bonds, cash. Okay, if you've got those, they'll give you 77% or 10% on the money, right?
Mm-hmm.
On retirement, it's 7%. On cash, stocks, bonds, non-retirement accounts, they'll give you 10 cents on the dollar.
Okay.
Okay, if you've got $30,000 worth of credit card debt, you can borrow $30,000 from there and sweep it over and knock your credit cards down. Your credit score shoot up 60, 70, 80 points. It's a game changer.
It is.
We've got access to all of these different types of creative financing that's 100% legal. But to sit there and think that debt's going to go down, it's all hands on deck, Johnny.
100%.
Okay.
I love that you call me Johnny. You're the only one that calls me Johnny.
I like that. And I call Joe Brand Johnny because he looks like a Johnny. I don't know why.
Well, at 630 said my credit is really good. I pay my card off monthly. Do I need to pay off weekly? I say do it. Why not?
You did it.
I did it. I had a good score and it went up even more. Went up 20 points to near where, you know, it's really great, in great shape. But that way you have that there.
You've got the availability.
And I will tell you what. It set up good habits. I saw every single week what I was buying as opposed to kind of like, oh, here's my monthly. I looked at it every week. I said, here's where I could shave off a little bit more, save a little bit more.
And I'll tell you one other thing.
Please.
The tell when you know your credit's coming back and your credit is getting resuscitated is when your mailbox starts having a party and explodes with credit cards offers, because now you're back on the grid, you're getting stronger, you're like Rocky Balboa, you know, running up the stairs of in Philadelphia and jumping around with your arms up.
Rocky Six, climbing the credit score.
Climbing the credit score. It's that simple.
How can people reach you, David?
Go to our website, 56david.com, call us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 855-56-DAVID, 855-563-2843, and of course, listen Saturdays, after House Smarts with Lou Manfredini, before your show, 10 until 1 on AM 720 WGN.
I'll see you Saturday, David.
All right, brother.
Take care. Break, then the news on WGN.